are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I'm a bad boy. Yes, that's right. You remember I was talking yesterday about the playgrounds that were just not fun to play on anymore because it's like being in a rubber room. Don mentioned we just wrapped the kids in plastic bubbles. And it brought me back to that, a made-for-TV movie? It was in the late 70s, I think, maybe early 80s. The Boy in the Plastic Bubble. You remember that? John Travolta was in that he was still a kid. I think he was still a sweat hog on Welcome Back, Kotter when he played that role. And I remember that because I felt like I was borderline the boy in the plastic bubble because I had every allergy known to man. I was the poster boy for allergies way back when. I thought, geez, just put me in that bubble. I don't want to sneeze and gag and cough and wheeze every time it comes to pollen season or dust or mold or dander or everything that I was allergic to. Remember, though, the 100 pinprick test? They gave me that, and almost everything inflamed. And I was like, poor kid, let's get him on shots. Put him on shots for 10 years. I didn't mean to digress into my allergy shot discussion. It's a painful memories there. But I was just thinking in terms of the playground, actually, because last night, guess what I found? I found a playground that was not... Probably not. I don't know who are the child groups or protection groups that don't want kids to play on dangerous playgrounds. Anyway, went to this church playground. I guess the churches are exempt, right? I talked about this. Well, let's have 100 million healing ministries. Why? Because the First Amendment's pretty clear. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And if you want to heal somebody, do it in the name of the church, in the name of a ministry. And I don't care what denomination you are or aren't, but, I mean, that's just clear to me. That could be the way to go. Just nullify the FDA by setting up healing ministries everywhere. Everybody is a healing ministry. Because God's honest truth, all healing is miraculous. All healing is spiritual. All healing is religious. Any which way you look at it, all healing is a spiritual experience. So why not? Why not? Anyway, so my kids were with me. We went out to an organic pizza place. I don't know if you guys have heard of Pizza Fusion. They do all organic pizzas. And took the kids out there for a treat, give my wife a break, and the cousins were in. And so on the way back, we decided, hey, I'm going to burn off a little steam with them. Actually, I'm going to let them burn off the steam. We get out to this playground. They're playing. The monkey bars are climbing. They're going. All the things I was telling Don about just yesterday. And sure enough, by the end of the night, guess what? I'm ready. I'm yelling, come on, kids. It's getting dark. Let's go. Let's go home. Bam. Oh, hear my son cry out. Oh, no. What happened? Somehow, he got his little toe. I don't say it's sliced in half, but I mean, the top layer of skin on the top just was, sorry to be graphic, but just kind of sliced where it kind of is. It kind of hangs off and you got to put it back on. Oh, what a mess. Was he bleeding everywhere? Kind of reminded me of the Monty Python in the Holy Grail. Come on, it's just a flesh wound. Come on, what are you going to do, bleed on me? Yeah, he was bleeding on me. So we got home, cleaned it up just like normal, and got the bandages ready. But I sprayed it with silver right away. Silver, because if you understand what it's doing, and I'm going to get into that because there's a huge story. Huge story, new scientific research, and it's not a moment of duh, although it should be, but it goes into the heart of the healing, the electrochemical universe, the bioelectricity, the bioelectric fields, how that is the stimulating and directing point for the healing of the material world, of matter. So after we cleaned it up, sprayed it with some silver hydrosol, I put some Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel on his toe, wrapped it up in a bandage, and he was off to the races again, playing some more. But here is the lead-in, okay? Yes, daddy's a bad parent, right? Yo, you let your son get hurt, Robert. What are you doing? Well, he's fine. No big deal. It's just the rites of passage in childhood, just like I said. Got to be careful what I say because they manifest sometimes. But anyway, great story. We saw this. My good buddy sent me this the other day. It's off of Science Daily, which is your source for the latest research news. I've got it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. Oh, and by the way, too, those of you who got yesterday's email alert on the show and all the things that were in it, I forgot initially to put the hemorrhoids remedies in there. So I added it into yesterday's blog post. If you want to know if you're dealing with hemorrhoids, we talked about some of the things to do, including the silicon, but I talked about a number of specific, very specific homeopathic medicines for hemorrhoids. And I want you to be able to read that. So go back to yesterday's blog post at robertscottbell.com and you'll see all those. My Facebook friends know it because I posted them there as well. So you'll get plugged in to what to do for hemorrhoids because we had that call of a guy, 24 years of hemorrhoids, and I'm in a – it's an urgent thing. Obviously, it had gotten worse. But that was just another aspect of what I'm trying to do here is to get you the tools to be able to heal yourself, even if the authoritarian regime in Washington, D.C. does not want you to know those truths or facts or act on them. As long as I have a voice, we're going to let loose on that. So thank you for being here, by the way. Anyway, that's naturalnews.com where you're listening or reading a lot of great news stories, naturalnewsradio.com where you're listening to the show, or through talkstreamlive.com. Click the link. Send Robert Scott Bell's ratings through the roof so more people discover this message of health, freedom, and liberty. And the phone number, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. It is Healing Revolution Friday, if I neglected to mention that. We got a great lineup later in the show. Guess who's coming back? The double dangerous Dr. Carolyn Dean, naturopath and medical doctor. And we are going to cover some massive healing things on so many ways and levels. It's going to be great. Always a blast when we have her on. And of course, Dr. Frank King, my good friend from King Bio. Dr. King, we're going to dive into some more insomnia. Remember we talked insomnia yesterday? I want to go more into some of the homeopathic options you have, some more tips on how to sleep well. And dare I say, we're going to get a little adult later in the program this hour. We're going to talk about male prostate health. And I'm warning you right now, some of our discussion will be a little bit in the adult realm, not to offend anybody, but literally to talk to the medical imperatives that men need to understand regarding prostate health. So consider yourself forewarned, and it is going to be very direct on our discussion, but it needs to be. Now, back to the story on Science Daily. The face of a frog. Time-lapse video reveals never-before-seen bioelectric pattern. This is stunning. This is shocking. These are things I've known, of course, as a homeopath. We work with bioelectricity. We work in the realm of physics and quantum physics, energy fields, all those things the quackbusters can suck on for all I care. They go, oh, there's no such thing as energy. Oh, you guys are crazy talking energy. Well, here you go. Science is our alibi. Take that in your face. For the first time, Tufts University biologists have reported that bioelectrical signals are necessary for normal head and facial formation in an organism and have captured that process in a time-lapse video that reveals never-before-seen patterns of visible bioelectrical signals outlining where eyes, nose, mouth, and other features will appear in an embryonic tadpole. Now, they had seen this with single cells or single organs, but they had never seen it in the full features of anything in the amphibian or mammalian kingdom. And wow, is this stunning. You know, and beyond homeopathy, this harkens back to when I first learned about Dr. Robert Becker's work and his book publication, The Body Electric. And that was a stunning, stunning scientific revelation where he had basically identified, viewed, witnessed, corroborated, whatever you want to say, as a true scientist would, identifying the role of energy, electricity, if you will, in promoting healing and regenerative events, developing tissue. In fact, energy, restoring integrity to matter. And these were his experiments when he was running electricity through silver electrodes. And he posited that it was the electricity itself, in this case, that was stimulating a reduction in, of inflammation, an eradication of infection, and a stimulation of de-differentiation and re-differentiation of stem cells. Breakthrough stuff here. And he was seeing that he was accelerating tissue regeneration, restoring limbs that had been lost, really regrowing limbs. And he acknowledged, of course, what is known in the scientific annals and in medical science, that if a little baby loses the tip of a finger in infancy, they can grow it back. That's how much stem cell activity is occurring at that level. So with Becker's revelations as a springboard, it's no surprise, or it should be no surprise, about what the Tufts research team found out. I mean, literally, they visually, with evidence, no special effects. This wasn't a Hollywood thing. There's no George Lucas or Steven Spielberg involved in this. They witnessed through time-lapse photography overnight this development of these electrical fields and how it then manifested the entire, all the different facial features and the cell differentiation that was necessary to produce the tadpole movement into, you know, the frog-like creation. Energy. Energy. Now, Adams, who discovered this, has spent years studying bioelectrical patterning and left-right developmental differences. Her research, or frequent research tool, is a camera. And in this case, it was a kind of a happenstance instance. Back in September of 09, she was making this time-lapse movie of the early stage tadpole development, decided, hey, I know it's going to fuzz out and won't be crystal clear, but I'm going to leave this thing running all night. To her surprise, when she came back the next day, of course, it was fuzzy, but the rest of the film was clear as crystal. And her research showed that the electrical state of a cell is fundamental. The electrical state of a cell is fundamental to development. And bioelectrical signaling appears to regulate a sequence of events, not just one. Developmental biologists are used to thinking of sequences in which gene produces a protein product that in turn ultimately leads to development of an eye or a mouth. But our work here, or her work there, suggests something else. A bioelectrical signal is required before that can happen. You've heard Liam Sheff on this program talking about the electrical universe, the electromagnetic universe. This is the reality. Where is the future of medicine? Where is the future of healing? Besides right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's in energy. It's in energy healing. It's in energy medicine. And that is exactly what we do every Friday with the Healing Revolution. I'm going to take a quick break here. Say thanks to our sponsors on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The number is 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. And, of course, we've got more nutritional breakthroughs. This one could be a moment of dub, but I don't have time to fully go into it. But guess what they found is actually healthy for you. Really, really healthy for you. Another superfood. Now science has acknowledged it. We've been saying it for a while, and I'm going to say it again after this break. Stay with me. You'll find out what it is after this.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Very excited here on the Healing Revolution today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, just because I get to talk about energy fields, field morphology, bioelectricity. It's so cool. Of course, when science validates what we've been saying, not that I look for validation, but it is really extraordinary, as that story is. And I hope you do check it out. This was just published in July 18th, so just a few days ago. This actually came out into the medical journals, and this is in Developmental Dynamics Journal. We'll see if we can get that video posted. It might be a little hard to come by, but we're working on that. But you can see the image anyway. And so this is a major, major league breakthrough. Now, the other story I wanted to talk to you about was the nutrition issues. Superfoods, rich new source of heart-healthy food ingredients. Guess which one it is? This is off of Medical News Today. We find a lot of good stuff off of Medical News Today. A rich new source of heart-healthy food ingredients. Guess what they found it in? Seaweed. Yeah, sea vegetation, our humble friend, which we love and eat here every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. In an article that may bring smiles to the faces of vegetarians who consume no dairy products and vegans who consume no animal-based food, scientists have identified seaweed as a rich new potential source of heart-healthy food ingredients. No, you don't say. Seaweed and other microalgae could rival milk products as sources of these so-called bioactive peptides. This is what they conclude in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry very recently here. Maria Hayes and colleagues, Clarianne Fitzgerald, Imir Gallagher, and Denise Tazdemir note increased interest in using bioactive peptides now obtained mainly from milk products as ingredients in so-called functional foods. Now, those foods not only provide nutrition, but they have a medicine-like effect in treating or preventing certain diseases. You know that what that explains? That explains right then and there the FDA's attack on milk, especially raw milk, where these peptides are so abundant and available and not destroyed and denatured by pasteurization. It's right there in the science. Now we know. The foods that have the nutrition are the raw foods. They've got to attack the raw foods. We can't have people eating this stuff. Now I'm worried. We're going to have to hide our sea vegetation from now on. You know what I was talking about? Hiding yourself. Wherever you're going to hide your cell phones and your cell phone apps, your smartphones from the FDA, find that place and put your seaweed there with it. Because I don't want the FDA coming for seaweed next, because they now are a rich but neglected alternative source, as this scientific finding notes. The people in East Asian cultures and other cultures that have eaten seaweed for centuries, nori in Japan, dulse in coastal Europe, limu palahala ha in native Hawaiian cuisine, my apologies to Carolyn Dean, who now lives in Maui, their review of almost 100 scientific studies concluded that that some seaweed proteins work just like the bioactive peptides in milk products to reduce blood pressure, almost like the popular ACE inhibitor drugs, the ACE inhibitor drugs. Quote from the article here, the variety of macroalgae species and the environments in which they are found and their ease of cultivation make microalgae a relatively untapped source of new bioactive compounds, and more efforts are needed to fully exploit their potential for use and delivery to consumers in food products. Yeah, have you heard anybody talking about seaweed ever? Ever? Maybe here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Maybe Natural News? Maybe who else has been talking about that? Well, anyway, catch that. I'm going to follow up on this story for sure on my Sunday show on GCN because I don't have enough time to cover it here. I got only a few minutes left, and we got to launch into the healing revolution with Dr. Frank King and Dr. Carolyn Dean. But are you eating your sea vegetation? That is the question for you as we confirm even more science supporting why we need to be looking into it and doing it. And that leads me to my final story before launching into the healing revolution with Dr. King. This is very serious now, talking about environmental issues. Ridding the environment of pharmaceutical waste, not as easy as it seems, according to a TAU researcher. This is about the breakdown components of toxic medicinal patent medications approved by the FDA and doled out and injected willy-nilly by dunderheaded doctors with licenses to kill and to kill the environment. Big story, Dr. Adror Avisar, head of hydrochemistry laboratory at TAU's Department of Geography and Human Environment in Israel, says that when our environment doesn't test positive for the presence of a specific drug, we assume it's not there. But through biological and chemical processes such as sun exposure and oxidation, the drugs break down or degrade into different forms and could still be lurking in our water and soil. In his lab, he found this was indeed the case. And some of these compounds that are breaking down are as toxic or more toxic than the drug that they started as. He published his findings recently in Environmental Chemistry and the Journal of Environmental Science and Health. This is a very important scientific revelation because it echoes what I've been saying again for years, that they finally are now recognizing that the drugs just don't disappear like magic, like the amazing Quackbuster brandy. Oh, yes, there's no legitimacy to energy, but the drugs, oh, yeah, they're fine. They're proven because if you drink it, they'll kill you. That, and, of course, if you drink a homeopathic remedy, nothing will happen. Nothing bad will happen. These idiots, these numbnuts, these materialists. These are the people that are killing us and killing the planet. And the planet will recover, but we might not. They find several degradation products to certain drugs with even higher levels of bioactivity than the original drugs. We have got a lot of work to do, which is why, again, I want you to eat more sea vegetation. I want you to get more selenium. I want you to utilize more homeopathic medicine to counteract these environmental toxins that are particularly the drug products and the drug breakdown products. And we've talked about that. We're going to have to talk more. I don't have time. That's not the topic for today with Dr. King, but we will come back to that issue. We've talked about some of the environmental toxin products that can counteract it. But even when we talk about the EMF detox, we talk about environmental toxins in the form of energy, of energetic fields, disruptive fields, whether it be radiation, ionizing radiation, or electromagnetic field radiation. All of these matter. And now they're acknowledging, as Dr. Avisar is warning here, it's important to talk about the new chemicals in our environment derived from parent drugs. I should say patent parent drugs. They are part of the mixture. Chemicals do not simply disappear. We must understand what they've turned into. We are dealing with a whole new range of contaminants. Do you understand the devastation here? GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, additives, preservatives, flavorings, colorings, drugs, drug breakdown components, ionizing radiation. It's enough to make you want to head for the exits, but there is no exit from Earth unless it's out of your body and done and be gone with it. Now that the space shuttle's done, right? Are we out of the space issue race or what? What? We're not for lack of trying. We just don't have the money. Oh, don't get me started on economics. I'm going to bypass that for the moment because we've got some healing revolution to do. Thank you for being here. Bless you for being here. I feel blessed that you are here, right here on Natural News Radio every day. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and liberty. I'll be back with Dr. King next, talking insomnia and prostate health. Stand by.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind, and yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today, or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com, and you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert
Bly. He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave
Scott,
and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at you with the Healing Revolution every Friday, and this Friday is no different. Dr. Frank King and I kicking it upstairs for healing for everybody ready to be well. And there was a couple of stories from earlier in the week. I wanted to talk to Dr. Frank King. He's from King Bio. Of course, those of you new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, wonderful homeopathic manufacturer up in Asheville, North Carolina. We'll get you the links up as well. And you can always check it out on the blog at robertscottbell.com. Get you all plugged in. Now, one of the big stories, Dr. King, this week is the fact that Americans, over half of all Americans, are chronically ill. What happened to the healthy American, Dr. King?
It's a byproduct of the system. You know, it's a, you know, when you think about it, Robert, 55% of American population now is considered to be chronically ill. This is something that's been predicted in natural health care by naturopaths and homeopaths, you know, for over 100 years. And it's a real, it's a basic principle. You know, we basically have been under suppressive care with allopathic drugs, and as we understand, the common drugs that are used today are really not awakening those healing potentials and abilities within people.
Right.
They're suppressing the symptoms. They're shooting the messengers, which are the symptoms. They're, you know, shallowly suppressing the acute, what we call acute symptoms. And when you suppress anything, Robert, we all know kind of what happens. We can just go back and look at the principle of pop psychology that's basic. And that is, you know, if you, let's say you have an offense and you suppress that offense and you don't deal with it, and it becomes more of a resentment over time, and you continue to suppress that resentment, and then all of a sudden it becomes a deeper seated anger. And where you become the next postal person with a gun.
Wow, yes.
And because whenever you send something deeper, whenever you suppress, whether it be an emotion or a physical symptom, you are actually sending it deeper into the body where it goes from, you know, into more vital organs and glands.
Right.
And it, as you suppress acute problems, as homeopaths, you know, clearly state throughout all of the principles of homeopathy and naturopathy, when you suppress symptoms, physical symptoms, or mental or emotional symptoms, you send them deeper into the body where they become more chronic over time and eventually destroy us.
I agree. This has been a long time in the making here in America. It didn't happen overnight. And what we're talking about, seeing 55% or so of the American population chronically ill, how many of them are on suppressive medications? Of course, pretty much all of them have been on them. Are they currently on them? Probably on even more with the official allopathic chronic disease diagnosis. Now, we would acknowledge the wonders of science in regards to advancements of intervention care in allopathic medicine. You know, you get hit by a bus, we can put you back together. That's amazing. But outside of that, they are woefully inadequate and unprepared as medical doctors to deal with these chronic diseases. I had Dr. Nick Gonzalez, one of the top medical docs in my mind on planet Earth, addressing cancer, and he does so without chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery, simply through nutrition, diet, homeopathics, all the things that we know. And he said that, you know, the same thing. Suppression has led to basically the entire population having just about all chronic illnesses through suppression. And we've got to do a lot of work to not only address the original things that these people were hurting from, but all of the things that have been driven into them by the drug doctors on top of that.
Oh, it's a system that's totally out of balance here in the medical system, and it does need serious reform. What we're looking at here is 150 years approximately now of using suppressive allopathic therapy. And because of all this suppression, yes, you can save a life under emergency situation, but when you start applying this same principle to all illnesses, you know that's where we see the problem, and we're never addressing the underlying causes. All we're doing is suppressing the symptoms. We lead ourselves down this path of creating, sending disease deeper, and creating more chronic degenerative diseases that kill us, that will eventually erode us from the inside out. You know, that's the real problem we have here, and so we've been under this suppressive therapy for 150 years with allopathic drugs. We need now, and not more suppressive therapy, we need expressive therapy in the form of homeopathy and other natural methods that activate your body's expression of health within.
Right.
It's not we have a lack of these drugs is why we're sick. You know, we need to awaken those healing potentials within all of us. We all have, nobody has found a disease that somebody didn't overcome on their own.
Right.
You know, and that shows us that our bodies have this incredible ability to overcome all diseases. You know, that's pretty much a proven fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at the anatomy, the physiology, we have all the mechanisms within us, Robert, to heal. And if it's working properly. And that's what the beauty of homeopathy is. It awakens those powers that are resonant or maybe even dormant within us to heal.
Mm-hmm.
That's the true healing as it's designed to work.
Sure.
And that's what our goal is, to awaken that in all of us.
Well, and that really is the healing revolution that we talk about every week here. Removing the obstacles, for instance, and it's kind of funny because the obstacles are the very doctors that refuse to understand what healing really is. And by adding toxic medicaments into these people that are, you know, genuinely, in most cases, seeking help, maybe out of naivete, believing that the doctors actually know what they're doing, they end up in worse conditions, and they're setting the stage for even more or deeper chronic level conditions, including cancer. Which is why we focal point so much on detoxification and restoring function to systems as well as addressing the symptoms, because they guide us as to what's really going on deeper.
That's right, Robert. You know, and the real bottom line is, as we've seen with our patients for the past 35 years, is that it really requires a proactive nature. We as human beings, you know, we've allowed medicine to usurp our responsibility to take care of our bodies. You know, we can use doctors, use them wisely, but we can't just totally give up on taking care of ourselves. I found that our patients that we taught classes to, and that's thousands of them, and we gave a series of 10 classes to really teach them how to get proactive with their health, how to do little tests and check little things and look for problems and nip them in the bud. You know, those are the people that took their health to the highest, and not just their health, but their family's health and their friends within their sphere of influence, the health. And we, as the more proactive we get with our health, the more preventative we become for our health.
Right.
And that's the healing revolution as well, Robert.
Yeah, exactly. So if we go back to something like, let's say, a starting point, somebody says, okay, I'm in that 55% of Americans that are chronically ill. And listen, chronic illness may play out in any number of directions in your body. Like someone might go into the arthritic inflammation family of diseases. Someone may go into the cardiovascular family of diseases. Someone may go into the neurological issues or cancer even. And there's always some baseline starting points that anybody can do with or without, you know, medical intervention just by, okay, common sense says, all right, we're toxic, we're suppressed, we're filled with drugs. How do we get them out of our body, Dr. King?
Yeah, well, you know, here's, you know, in that article, Robert, one of the key things that I saw there was in that research they've done is that of those 55% of Americans that are chronically ill, most all of them don't even know it. That's a good place to start. You know,
yes.
We always have a saying, you know, to get to where you need to go, you need to know where you're at on the map.
Yes, you're right. And of course, many of these things are not diagnosed. They're like nagging little things that, you know, you might even be self-medicating on over-the-counter suppressive medications and not thinking much of it. But it's a very serious warning sign that if you don't change your ways, you could end up in much more serious shape later on.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're not certain that you have a chronic illness, you know, you can go to natural practitioners, and there's enough tests now being developed that have been developed to really see the underlying signs of chronic illness. It's, you know, a lot of these call it the silent killer because we don't know we're chronically ill. And, you know, until we have this whole series of symptoms, I guess the first one to consider is, you know, are you fatigued? Are you experiencing fatigue?
The big time. That's something overlooked when people are saying, I'm tired. And it's a normal thing for them. I mean, I remember growing up, Dr. King, that way. I was always fatigued. And I was like, well, I'm a young person. Why should that be? But I didn't ask the question because it was always the way I was. If people don't know that, they just assume that's what life is. And until have health and the vitality, you're like, wow, where's that energy? It just doesn't go away. This is great. That's what we want to see people have.
Yes. You know, the best thing is you can start looking, okay, how do I relate to – how am I functioning compared to everyone else I see? But it's really hard. If you've been born where you can't, you know, blind, it's hard to describe, you know, explain what color is.
Right.
You know, so and that's where a lot of us are at. We've lived so long this way, or maybe even our parents have been fatigued, and so we're living under fatigue. But we think that's normal, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, exactly. Normalcy becomes the disease state. And and if we don't know, like if every kid has fatigue, if every kid has attention deficit, all these things that we never heard of growing up, then it's just the new normal, right? A woman could have a menstrual period where they're bleeding for 7 to 10 days, and that becomes the new normal. It's not healthy, but it's accepted. Well, all the women are doing that now.
That's why we need to be take that proactive steps because, you know, all of a sudden people, you hear it every day, I went to the doctor. He's been healthy all his life, and now he's got, you know, lung cancer or prostate cancer or breast cancer, something going on here. You know, what a shock that is. Poor Harriet. You know, these are things that we need to think, wait a minute, we did not get this cancer sleeping with the window open last night.
Right. Yeah, we're talking longstanding time frames, including generational, and that's why in homeopathy we've talked about this, the miasms, the inherited predispositions, but they don't have to manifest in you if you do the right thing. What is the right thing? What is the right lifestyle? I mean, we talk about these basics all the time, and certainly cleaning up what goes into the body has got to be priority number one in concert with the detox or the cleansing of that which is accumulated over a long time.
That's right, Robert. You know, the simplest ways to best apply the many benefits of homeopathy into one's life is to start looking at, okay, what symptoms am I having? What do I want to really get cleared up? And usually it's the symptoms that are speaking the loudest is a sign. That's a message. And in homeopathy, we listen to those symptoms as messages and find matching products. So let's say we're getting headaches. Hmm. You know, we can start by looking at the headache formula. You know, maybe a migraine. So we look at the migraine formula. You know, are we craving a lot of alcohol? You know, we might want to look at the, the alcohol formula. You know, we begin to just go down, you know, the hangover relief formula.
Right.
We have heartburn. We deal with the heartburn. Or we have hemorrhoids. We address that. Mm-hmm. We start, what the body's speaking the loudest is what we want to look at. And those are just the signs that saying, fix me. I'm sure. Ready to be helped. And that's where we want to go first with homeopathy and yes. Match things up. We're not treating the symptoms. In homeopathy, we listen to the symptoms and find the match to correct the underlying causes behind those symptoms.
Sure.
That's the difference in how homeopathy works as compared to allopathic drugs, where we're really just having certain strong chemicals that actually have this effect where it suppresses.
Right, and that's what we're doing today. We got to take a quick break here on the Healing Revolution Friday special, new episode edition with Dr. Frank King. He's at kingbio.com. We'll give you the phone number as well, and we're going to talk more about that. Plus, kids, more infections, more skin infections, more flu hospitalizations, why and what to do about it. Dr. King and I will cover that and more. After this, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check us out at robertscottbell.com.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now, we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Rock
in the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
How about some more Healing Revolution? We got it. And Dr. King is in the house doing it with us. So this is a great time to go through these chronic illnesses that, you know, half or more of Americans are suffering from, understand what's going on. As Dr. King just mentioned, you know, the screaming loud symptoms, address them first. They can guide you to the deeper underlying causes. And that's where we want to go as well. Detoxification, reestablishing the healthy terrain in the body. And of course, KingBio.com. The number is 800-543-3245. 800-543-3245. Great people there. They'll be happy to help you out. Dr. King, thanks again for being with me.
Oh, it's always a great honor, Robert.
So, you know, we're addressing, let's say, this thing's screaming at me, Dr. King. Okay, I got this remedy. You mentioned a number of different things we can do. How do you do it? You pair it up and you can, you know, conjoin these things. You take these other remedies as well to address things that you might not be aware of, right? You talked about fatigue. People don't realize fatigue is a baseline, let's say, reference point, for instance, for liver congestion.
Exactly. You know, one of the next steps after dealing with your symptoms, whether, you know, you are dealing with headaches or allergies or hemorrhoids or herpes, you know, you address these kind of things, then you go in, and we recommend going proactively to look at the detox products. You know, the body's not screaming out and telling you with these, you know, the screen in front of you saying detox, detox, detox,
yeah.
You know, like your oil light in your car when you're low.
Right.
We don't have quite that reference of gauges, so we need to think proactively because, you know, toxicity wasn't something that was on this planet. It wasn't really something we were originally designed to address and deal with. So this is toxicity comes primarily from human-made chemicals, and there's a lot of them. You know, from outdoor air pollutants and indoor air pollutions from the coming from our carpet and our upholsteries and, you know, our paints and all the things we have, you know, from in our new car or our new house, we need to address those things. Hmm. So I recommend proactively going through our detox program.
Right.
Awaken, and homeopathy addresses that in two primary ways. Number one, we address by dealing with the detox mechanisms, awakening our own body's detox mechanisms with the liver detox, with a lymphatic detox, and blood kidney. Those are the primary detox mechanisms to be, and we have a total body detox. You know, to begin to get our own detox mechanisms working better, strengthening our inner constitution and strength so we can eliminate these toxins and prevent them from coming back.
Right, right.
But with the overload of all these toxins, then we can begin to go down the path and just, oh, every few years, go through a detox pathway here of different products to address these things such as our indoor air pollutants,
mm-hmm.
Dealing with household chemicals that we're all exposed to, dealing with water chemicals like, you know, the chlorines and the bromines and things of this nature. You know, and we walk through, and we have on our website a lot, you know, the different detox products. And these not only help, you know, really pull those specific poisons out of our bodies, and we all have them. You
yeah.
know, tests show, you know, we all have these. Even the polar bears, you know, have, you know, acquired these toxins. We're, no matter how pure we live, we can't be totally immune from, you know, what's in our environment.
No, we're alive today. That's, for me, the question of how do I know I need to detox, Robert? I said, are you breathing?
Yeah, still breathing.
And they're like, oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I said, okay, here's your answer. Yes, yes, you know. And of course, homeopathy, the simplest, safest, gentlest way, yet it also is powerful. It doesn't mean we ignore other things. I've been on the air talking with doctors and healers alike about utilizing organic coffee or green tea enemas. We've talked about herbal support and supplemental support as well. But the energetics of the organs and the organ systems, nothing works like the homeopathic medicine. So it's always either the first stage or a conjunction stage with promoting that, which maybe a lot of people, Dr. King, they know about detox, but they never thought about homeopathy in that.
And it just takes them to another level. You know, I've been detoxing people for over 35 years with every fast and flush you can imagine, Robert. And really the best form of detox I have found above all has been, you know, you can beat the coffee enemas periodically. You know, it really. I'd rather spray something in my mouth than the option sometimes. But
well, it's not easy to do. You got to plan for it. But as you say, with the homeopathy, just spray it on the go, and there's no inconvenience, no mess.
So, no mess to clean up. You know, the other thing is with the homeopathy, it's not only pulling these poisons, Robert, out of our bodies that are very specific, and there's a lot of them out there. But it also is teaching our bodies to become aware. It's like training our bodies, you know, regulatory mechanisms to recognize these poisons.
Right.
Not only eliminate them, but also now prevent them from getting back in again. It's kind of like it creates our own border control. It actually creates our body and trains our body to be able to recognize these foreign chemicals that we weren't originally designed to recognize, and it helps our bodies adapt.
That's a real good point. I need to cut it in there because that's such an important point. I don't want anybody to underhear it, so to speak, that there are a lot of synthetics that our body simply doesn't recognize, doesn't know what to do, and homeopathic medicine, by utilizing these energy signatures, suddenly gives your body a sensitization to act against more appropriately. And this is one of the difficult things people don't understand. A lot of the toxins in the environment never before were in our environment throughout thousands of years of recorded history. Do you think your body just knows what to do like that? No, we've got to help it, and that's where we can do here.
Yeah, that's why these chemicals get into us so easily. It's because our bodies weren't designed to recognize and deal with these. So we, with the homeopathic, works on our regulatory mechanisms to help fine tune us and to get and teach our regulatory mechanisms to recognize and prevent as well these poisons from getting back into our bodies so easily again.
Beautiful. Well, we've got a lot of great insight, and we've covered in previous Healing Revolution Fridays with Dr. King many, many subjects, and it's just a wealth of information free for your download over there at naturalnewsradio.com, the archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Please take advantage and go back and learn all the wonderful things that we've been relating. And Dr. King, there's another story I thought we could cover today, and it's something I covered early in the week, but we need to hit the homeopathic angle on it. That these children now, they're saying hospitalizations are way up for influenza and skin conditions and skin infections. So this is something, of course, we're well-versed and able to deal with, but the rest of the world scratching their head, what's going on here?
Yeah. You know, children have an uncanny ability to better – they haven't hit the chronic disease realm where, you know, the majority of the force of disease is going inward into our vital portions of our being. Children are – you are still trying to resist and fight and eliminate disease, eliminate problems, toxicities through, you know, skin, through their skin, through fever.
Yes.
You know, they always said fever is our friend, right?
Right.
You know, the body, that's a sign that the body's trying to eliminate something. And, you know, so, and here we are, oh, my child's running, you know, 99 degrees. What do I do? You know, I got to suppress it with something. You know, I'm scared of this fever. And, you know, instead of letting the fever be our friend and to eliminate poisons, we begin to, we're thinking, oh, I got to suppress it. I got to suppress it.
Right.
And now, and so children have, you know, we want to encourage the children's system, and homeopathy can nip a fever in a bud so quickly, not by suppressing it.
Right.
But by awakening the body's ability to eliminate what it's trying to eliminate and cleanse itself, purify the temple, so to speak, so that, you know, we live a longer and a healthier life.
Yeah. I think if parents, and especially new parents, once you've had one kid, you're sort of like old school now, but hopefully they're learning this. The idea of suppressing fever has just got to get out of our culture. It's been devastating to the development of a healthy child. It sends them to the downturn to become one of those 55% of those chronically ill Americans because they didn't let the child overcome the disease naturally and strengthen because of it. And we can do that with homeopathic medicine.
Oh, yes. You know, flu relief products, head cold products, you know, there's, you know, they're just wonderful. Homeopathy is so good. at helping encourage the body and to eliminate, to nip those things quickly in the bud. The fever is always the kind of the last ditch effort to eliminate something. When the body's really fine-tuned and working so well, it will usually eliminate these kind of things without us even barely knowing it. And that's the beauty of it. You know, you might just need another hour's sleep that night. So with you, the more we stay up with homeopathy, the better we can teach our bodies to eliminate these things and not let them build up and become chronic. Because, again, as we spoke, the more we suppress acute symptoms, the more we're creating, chronic symptoms. So acute suppression always leads to chronic expression. And so, that's not where we want to go. And so homeopathy is really comes to the rescue for us when it comes to these, acute problems and the best ways to address them by expressing them out, not suppressing them.
I want to reiterate what you just said because it's such a brilliant in its simplicity. Acute suppression always leads to chronic expression. And this is true when we covered the vaccine issue as well, this idea of, well, we can prevent it by having antibodies there. And, you may suppress the expression of a disease that you don't think you want or like, but the costs are high later in life, including a lot of neurological issues, gastrointestinal issues, inflammatory issues, and even cancers later in life, because we were unwilling to understand and trust that nature knows what it's doing and that we could support the natural processes. Instead, we say, no, we can't allow that to happen. We got to suppress it. We're smarter. We're arrogant men. Not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, not with Dr. Frank King.
Well, homeopathy has in its principles, it's called Herring's Law of Cure. And this is a medical doctor back in very active in homeopathy, and he has observed these healing principles, and has written them out. Where Constantine Herring discovered that the more we suppress problems, the more we create, we send the disease deeper. For example, you can suppress a skin rash, with cortisone creams and things of this nature, or even a diaper rash, with this. And we're sending what the body's trying to eliminate through the skin, we're sending it deeper. And most commonly, those skin problems, for example, are suppressed, and it sends it, and it ends up in the lungs. And now we see, with all these years of suppressive therapy, we see what happening, on a great increase, allergies on a huge increase in children. We see asthma on a huge increase with children today, and eventually leads to another huge increase in adults and seniors with, chronic pulmonary obstructive diseases.
Right.
That is probably one of the worst ways I can think of passing on in this world.
Oh, yeah. No, it's horrible. And of course, we're just revealing this humble little healing revolution that we start. It's given the information that will literally alter the future for the people that are listening and apply these principles. All the remedies that we have, they're available there at kingbio.com. And that's also at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. Dr. King, it's always a great privilege, pleasure, honor to have you on board here with the Healing Revolution. It's so exciting to give people this information.
I'm just so thankful to be connected with you.
All right. Well, we've got lots more healing to go in the coming weeks as well. I want to remind everybody that I'm going to be in Kansas City this Saturday, coming up tomorrow. And that'll be where? Kansas City for the Nullify Now Conference with the 10th Amendment Center. And, of course, King Bio is there to support us as well as you. So I hope to see you there. Remember, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, every day, you know this, we just simply remind you that what? The power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We are back on this Healing Revolution Friday, and it's a revolutionary time whenever I get together with my dear friend, Dr. Carolyn Dean, and she's back, our naturopath, our medical doctor. What is she? She's wonderful. Thanks for coming back on board on this Healing Revolution.
Thank you, Robert, and I can hardly recognize that you just took your magnesium, but I'm telling you, I wouldn't speak to Robert today if he didn't go downstairs and take his magnesium before our show.
Well, you know, I remember some of your blog readers commenting on, that guy has got so much energy, I don't know how you do it. So it's like, if I have Dr. Dean on, then I'm going to have to go get some magnesium, so I'll be cool and calm, Robert Scott Bell.
Now, that's close to impossible, but I know that you are a very focused, concentrated individual. And when your focus is getting the message out there, you're not going to stop. You're not going to just, oh, yes, everything's fine in the world. You're going to tell it like it is, right?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's kind of in my nature. Somebody will say that's a fault. I think it's a necessary thing for my own sanity. You know, when I found out, as you know my story, Dr. Dean, coming off of so many chronic illnesses, being raised pharmaceutically by doctors and hospitals instead of wolves in the jungle, you'll understand you have a passion once you recover from all of those diseases of toxicity that it's hard to keep quiet. The question is, how do you communicate in a way that is not offensive? And sometimes you can't help but be offensive, but I try. If I'm only offensive, I like to be offensive to the FDA. That's okay with me.
Right. And we have no idea how much this information is spread. The way the internet works now, I know when I send out my blogs, people are forwarding them all over the world. And it's amazing. I'll get letters from people who just read one of my blogs and they say, you know, I tried magnesium. And actually, today's blog that I wrote was about people writing in about how magnesium and coconut oil was helping their seizures.
Nice.
And I'm not telling people to stop their seizure medication. I'm just saying perhaps magnesium and coconut oil can heal the root cause of your brain creating some sort of scar tissue or trigger that triggers the seizure activity. So, I mean, we're creating miracles all over the world, you and I.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. The feedback is coming in, as you said, from all over planet Earth. You know, underneath the message of healing, of course, is the freedom to heal. We see so many assaults coming up from our federal government, and it's causing people now to sit back and take notice, where they endorse radiation scans, radiation machines, and they try to violate our freedom to, for instance, drink raw or real milk. That we have a lot of challenges, not only being healthy, but having access to the things that will allow us to be healthy.
Yes, wow. And that always gets back to what I always say about you are responsible for your own health. You have to take responsibility. One of my readers who had epilepsy, he said that he hadn't had a seizure in 13 years, but when his neurologist prescribed very high doses of vitamin D, he had his first seizure in 13 years, and the doctor wouldn't believe it was vitamin D. And so what I was able to say to him was that when you take high doses of vitamin D, it unmasks an underlying magnesium deficiency.
Mm. That,
so with so much vitamin D being taken these days, I think that information needs to be known. Sure. But the specialists don't know it.
Why, Dr. Dean, that's why I say specialists, you know, often are not the greatest people to see because they've narrowed their focus too much and they lose sight of these other things. How does something relate to something else? And that's why when we talk, and of course you have a great background also in homeopathic medicine, and you realize we become the ultimate generalists. We know a lot about a lot of things because we have to see these interactions because somebody presents something that may be masking some 10 other things. And we want to get down to that heart of that matter so we can actually help people.
Right. In my internship year, there were 100 of us, and I was the only one of 100 that went into general practice. Everybody else stayed in specialties.
Really?
So that's the problem. The, either doctors are afraid to go into general practice. Some of them did stay into the family practice medicine program, which is another 2 or 3 years. I was ready to get out, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And so when you, exactly as you said, when you don't look at the general overall picture, you are going to miss so much. Mm-hmm. And this neurologist, he couldn't accept that vitamin D could be a problem. He didn't even look into it or the, you know, the possibility. He, the previous seizures that this person had, and it was after eating a whole bunch of ice cream. And what he realized after he read my book was that, oh my gosh, ice cream high, dairy, calcium, maybe he unmasked a magnesium deficiency there as well.
Sure, sure.
So it's fascinating, the putting the pieces of the puzzle together. And so I said to this gentleman, he's a dentist, and I said, well, now you know that you know more than your neurologist. So you have to continue to take responsibility for your health. And and when he recommends something, you have to do your own research. You can't just take for granted what a specialist says because they do not know your general picture.
Exactly. Now, I have seen, like with epilepsy you brought up and seizure disorders, it's fascinating what you've uncovered with all of the high-dose vitamin D because that has concerned me as much as I'm obviously a big supporter of all kinds of nutrients. Of course, we want to stay away or stray away from the synthetics of, and look to sun exposure as one of the most vital tools to produce the vitamin D as much as possible wherever you are. If you're more equatorial, you have advantages that those in northern climes don't have throughout much of the year. But the thing that I saw very frequently with seizure disorders, outside of a true head injury, we are talking about gut health issues, gut dysbiosis, and other kinds of microbial activity affecting the electrical or kinetic activity within the body. And I tended to have to really work intensely on cleansing the gut, reestablishing the healthy flora. And we saw that we could really reduce or totally eliminate the reliance on some of these anti-seizure medicines, especially in children. They responded fairly well. A lot of it, of course, happened because of the vaccine damage to the gut as well. So we were undoing a lot of that simultaneously.
Yeah, that's fascinating, which brings up the fact that 80 to 90% of the serotonin in the body is in the gut.
Right, yes.
And so that one brain neurotransmitter, the feel-good neurotransmitter, if that's showing up in the gut, what else is there? Mm-hmm. What other of our neurotransmitters that we just think are in the brain are in the gut and being affected by gut dysbiosis. That's fascinating.
Yeah, and more of that is coming out of the microflora and what they actually do as far as how reliant we are upon them for functions that are far afield from the gut. And again, where I've seen so much of the vaccine damage working with people homeopathically, I actually, you know, yes, I can affect the nervous system and the brain with certain remedies, but I had to always come back. And like Andrew Wakefield, what he found in his observations, that the damage was happening in the gut with even the autism spectrum disorders. And so it all seemingly comes back to there. And you saw, and you've written about, as you said, the coconut and the magnesium. That was fascinating with this, with neurological issues.
Yes, because the coconut oil, with its medium-chain fatty acids. Actually, you know, two things come up here. The fat and oil itself will help to create healthier myelin fatty membranes in the neurons, the nerve cells in the brain. But also coconut oil is antifungal.
That makes sense, yes.
Yeah, so we're anytime you talk to me about healing the gut, I'm going to be talking about antifungal measures. And even just looking at any form of gut healing, we have to avoid sugar, wheat, and dairy just because they're not broken down properly. The sugar is going to feed bacteria and yeast. The casein in milk is not digested properly. The gluten in grains is not digested properly. And as we know in autism, the casein and gluten, because when they're not broken down properly, end up being neurotoxic to the brain. And so in autism, that's huge. I've never been able to have a child improve on a whole program unless the parents were willing to avoid sugar, wheat, and dairy.
Yeah, the gluten sensitivities are extraordinary. They're not subtle in those cases, and so many, until you correct their digestive system, may never, ever be able to go back on that. Maybe some do, but the point is, if you want to get your kids or yourself back to where you need to be, you need to pay attention to some of these dietary considerations, a lot of which Dr. Carolyn Dean has written about in so many books over the years. And by the way, in getting to Dr. Dean, you can also subscribe to her newsletter, which is fantastic, her blog as such. And actually, let everybody know how to do that while we're kicking it off here today.
Sure. It's at drcarolyndean.com, drcarolyndean.com. I just sent out a blog a few minutes ago about seizures, so that's why I jumped into it. And I also have an online wellness program called Completement Now. Instead of supplementing people, I complete them.
I love that.
Yeah.
You complete me, Dr. Dean. My wife's going to be angry now.
So with this program, it's people taking responsibility for their own health, and it has seven different aspects to it, you know, diet and nutrition and supplements and, you know, what you put on your skin, what you put in your home, what you put in your mind. And I love it, but I still find that 99% of people just still want, they want the drug or the supplement. So many people are just not willing to eat the right foods or think the right thoughts in order to take care of themselves. But the ones who do, they just do brilliantly. And they love taking responsibility for their own health. Unfortunately, we have grown up in an environment, in a society where we think we should be taken care of. And what we try to talk about, you and I, Robert, is that the people who say they're taking care of you with drugs and with mental health programs and with TSA looking into our orifices,
yes,
then they're not taking care of us. They're taking care of themselves. So we just have to step back and take more responsibility for our own selves.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, just yesterday I was talking about some of these issues. You know, we even talked last hour about prostatic health. Unfortunately, many men are duped into thinking that they need to get surgery. You know, there's these new robots that are making it. Well, men go, well, men love, you know, mechanical things and robots.
Right.
So it's like, oh, it's a great marketing idea, you know. It's a robot. Okay, then go ahead, take my prostate, as long as the robot's doing it. You know, it's just, but of course, you know, suddenly these prostate surgeries go up 500% or more because there are robots doing them. I mean,
oh, my gosh. I didn't realize. Well, what I do, recently I've had some clients with evidence of increased PSA levels and possible prostate cancer. But what I make sure they understand first and foremost
Hold that thought. We got to go to a break. You want to talk about a teaser here with Dr. Carolyn Dean? She's going to tell us what is important here when we add to the mix of our discussion of prostatic health related to PSA or not. Regardless, we are going to do some massive healing here on the Healing Revolution Friday this hour with my good friend, Dr. Carolyn Dean. More after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We are back, and if you'd like to be part of the program anytime, you can call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, 24-7, any time of the day or night. Leave a message if you have a great comment or question. We maybe get it on the air for you. As well, all the notes and topics and things we're covering today, you can find at robertscottbell.com, or if you get your daily news updates from naturalnewsradio.com, if you haven't entered your email there, go ahead. You'll be plugged into a lot of the great links and topics of discussion, including today, right now, with my good friend Dr. Carolyn Dean. She's a medical doctor and a naturopath and just a wonderful, wonderful woman. We love her dearly here and glad to have you back on board for this healing revolution.
Thanks, Robert. Great to be here.
Help us men out, you know, with the prostate. We've covered a little bit last hour with Dr. King. You understand total biology. There's a lot of really cool stuff I want you can add to this.
Right. Yeah. Well, I was hanging on the cliff there with this thought that in total biology, we talk about the, I guess you'd say it's a psychological conflict, but it's more like when a person has some thought in their mind, some stress, some worry, some concern that goes around like a gramophone in their head, then oftentimes the mind will deposit that thought into the body as a way of solving the problem. So in prostate inflammation, enlargement, and especially prostate cancer, the conflict is of the grandfather. And what that means is the grandfather is supposed to be responsible for the reproduction in the clan. So if a gentleman sees that his children or his grandchildren don't look like they're going to produce offspring or doesn't even have children, then the prostate, in reaction to this even unconscious worry, will start enlarging to try to produce more prostatic secretion, more sperm, to create more children.
fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. I mean, when we get into total biology, you get into whole other realms of perspective on relationship, as you said, between mind and body, emotion, spirit, all of these things. That if we talk about holistic medicine with a W and the whole, you know, kind of concept, we have to consider these things. I mean, some people, docs have been writing about it that are more holistic or integrative. I think Carolyn Miss has written, you know, in this realm. We've talked about the biology of belief with Bruce Lipton. I mean, these things are coming into the fore, thankfully. So we have a better perspective than just, oh, it's all about you're missing one nutrient, which, you know, very much so. A deficiency is a very real thing. But there are a lot of things that play out emotionally beyond that.
Yes, and it's very frustrating when you look at so-called modern medicine, and they don't even have a concern about this. They sort of shuttle the mental, emotional things into psychiatry, and psychiatry is just giving people drugs. So there's nobody really talking about the possibility that we are such powerful creators that we can create cancer just by our body's reaction to our stress. Or I no longer have major concern about cancer because I know it comes mostly from the body taking on or inhabiting itself with a stress that the mind cannot cope with. And I tell people, look, if you can talk about your problems either, you know, with a friend or a family member or a psychologist and get things out into the open, then it's not going to invade your body.
Yeah, so, you know, the greatest medicine perhaps on planet Earth is, you know, we talk about vitamin L, I talk about in terms of love, but also vitamin L in terms of listening. If you can, you know, you want to give the best gift to somebody, literally, and it's a hard thing to do. If you think you listen, just try. Sit down and have no thoughts and just listen and allow somebody to release what is in them with no judgment. And it is such extraordinary medicine. I think, you know, the FDA is going to start regulating it if they find out how powerful it is.
Right. And, you know, for the men listening, don't try to solve the problems. If your daughter or your wife is trying to just release some words,
yes,
then they're not looking for you for a solution. They just want to get it off their chest.
Dr. Dean, but you're going against the grain with men. Men want to solve problems.
I know.
You know, and I know this because, you know, certainly early on in the relationship with my wife, you know, and I still do. I mean, I'm a man. I want to take the problem and fix it, right? And sometimes it's just not fixable. It's just not even there for the fixing. It's just let them communicate and you know, bless it in a sense. And that is such a hard thing for the masculine side of the man to do.
But that's so incredibly important. And don't think of it as when a woman in your environment starts complaining about something, do not take it personally. I mean, everybody wants to be able to dump every once in a while. And I guess that's perhaps why women have gab sessions and just complain, and then it's out of their systems. And men, what do? They just go to the bar and drink.
Yeah.
And they
punch a wall.
Punch a wall.
Yeah.
But they tend to sit on their problems. And what happens when you sit on your problem? Your prostate gets enlarged.
Yep, or a hemorrhoid, you know, any number of things related to that area, true. And, you know, also the women have an advantage, quite honestly, because of your physiology, that each month with the cycle, you have another means by which you can eliminate some of these things, you know, from an emotional sense to the physiological side of things. And women tend to live longer, I believe, partially or maybe a big part due to the fact that they have that advantage over men.
I know. I was so frustrated years ago when they came up with this birth control pill that stopped women having their period at all.
Right.
And I remember once I got in on a telephone conference call for the drug makers of this product to hear what on earth was their rationale for stopping nature.
Yeah.
And they just said, oh, well, there's no reason to have periods.
Yeah, I remember that, too. I covered it. I was like, what the? I mean, I thought, you know, men had been arrogant prior to that point. At that point, they went to a whole other level with this idea. Oh, let's just stop the periods for women. They don't need them. Who gave them that? Come on.
Oh, I know. It's so crazy. It's like you were saying before about just grabbing on to any machine just because it's a machine. And that's what we have done as a culture, is when a new technology comes along, we just think, oh, it's new. Okay, must be good. And we really do not consider the repercussions or the possible side effects. And everything, for every action, there is a reaction.
Right. Yeah, in this case, of course, the reaction becomes the exacerbation of existing conditions or the creations of new ones. And again, coming back to that concept, I think, you know, all the things that we talk about that are important, that listening thing, I'm so glad that that came up in today's discussion. And it's just so funny how I come back to that, because I feel all the men out there going, yeah, I know, I can't listen, I just want to fix that. I just keep coming back to that and how hard it is. But if you can get past that, what a gift it is to your spouse, much less to yourself, to not feel or take on that burden personally, where you can allow it to wash over you, wash through you, and you've given such a great gift of healing to someone who you are with and who you love very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have people, friends who will do that with me, where they'll just say, such and such, so and so, this or that really bugs me. And once they say all the words, then they think, oh, that feels better. And, you know, I just try to, as you say, be a sounding board without judgment and not try to offer solutions. So it's great. I know it really works.
Hmm. Yeah, it brings some peace to you, just like the magnesium brought some peace to my body prior to going on the air this hour with Dr. Carolyn Dean. You hear the calmness in my voice. It's like, what happened to Robert? Oh, he's on with Carolyn Dean again. Oh, okay, I get it. I understand.
Right. I know when I was in my private practice, people would come into my office and they'd just say, hey, I feel better already. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I do that to people.
You have that energy about you. Some of my best smiles caught on camera were with hanging out with you at some of these events and shows. So, you know, there's a lot of damage out there that we've got to repair, honestly. I mean, a lot of injured people. And you know, I'm not just talking about playgrounds, because actually kids can't get hurt on playgrounds now. They're all rubber matted. There's nothing they can get hurt on anymore. But in terms of the damage, we mentioned a little bit about vaccine damage. You had a recent article not too long ago on Natural News about antibiotic damage, particularly Cipro, what do they say, ciprofloxacin or whatever, Cipro, a very powerful antibiotic, which has some really nasty effects that is being overused and abused, just like so many of the antibiotics. And your article went into, again, coming back to magnesium, how you were showing people were recovering, because this is a very severe side effect type damage from that antibiotic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember Cipro really hit the big time a number of years ago when people were taking it because they were so scared of anthrax.
Right.
You know, all of a sudden anthrax was everywhere. So I think there was a lot of extra doses of Cipro taken, which meant that it would, you know, that many people taking it, it started to uncover these side effects. And, you know, I say sometimes jokingly, yeah, a drug will go through the billion-dollar testing, it'll come out on the market, but it's not until 5 or 10 years later with the post-market surveillance that we even know what it's capable of, either good or bad. And then we start chalking up, as in the case of Cipro, tendon damage, for Pete's sake, muscle and tendon damage. And anytime there's muscle damage, I immediately think of magnesium. There are, for example, there's this disease called gastroparesis, which is delayed emptying of the stomach, and that's the smooth muscle of the stomach just kind of gets so fatigued and flaccid it won't move the food on.
Right.
So I say, okay, magnesium and probably thyroid. Mm. There are conditions all the time that are popping up. There's something called McArdle's disease, McArdle, and they say it's some sort of leaky membrane disease where muscles release creatine. And to me, that's probably a magnesium deficiency disease. So we're creating a potential for all these new diseases, but if they're based on nutrient deficiencies, then that's where we have to find the cure.
No, exactly. And you mentioned, so I remember back some years ago with the anthrax scares, and it turns out, and this has come back in the news even recently, because Senator Rand Paul, who I had on the program a couple of days ago, is Ron Paul's son, wrote a very pointed letter to the head of the FBI, Robert Mueller, because Obama's trying to re-up him for a few years or whatever. And he says, listen, I want some questions answered here, because before I know you're the guy for the job, tell me about some of these things, including the issue of the anthrax they found. It was coming from Fort Detrick. In other words, one of the government labs that the scare came from. And they were all claiming, remember how it was terrorists from abroad or who knows what was happening. And so many things are coming up to bring a sense of disillusionment to those who had trust and faith in their government and the regulatory agencies, which we know we've covered for years. I mean, even if there are good people in them, they've got thankless and jobs that can never be done because they tend to be pro-pharmaceutical because of the money involved in the revolving door. And then they come out and then they promote things like we said, Cipro, and then we have to come in with things that the FDA doesn't like to do things that actually work to help people to get well. But at the same time, we risk, well, is the First Amendment still viable with our ability to, the freedom to speak about these things? So there's a bigger issue, as I said, beyond just the healing. It's the access to the information that we're continuing to struggle with as a culture, I think. Coming back to listening and communicating.
Mm-hmm. I know, and that's why we have to find simpler and simpler solutions, because with Codex and the regulations that the government keeps trying to put on us to essentially allow the drug companies free reign with all our supplements as well as drugs, we really have to find simpler solutions, and that's where I love the coconut oil, clay baths for detoxing, magnesium, Epsom salts in your baths. People can go to my website, and under resources, I have a lot of these suggestions and recommendations. Simple, simple things. I guess I got into doing a lot of things on the skin, the clay detox, et cetera, because I tend in my telephone consulting practice to get people who are very ill, very toxic. They've tried everything.
Right.
They can't eat anything. Supplements make them sick. So I say, okay, well, let's go through the skin.
Yeah, it's a very good point. Very good way to absorb it. And of course, if you're listening now, you're absorbing it perhaps through your ears. And that's another good way to get some medicine here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Healing Revolution Friday with Dr. Carolyn Dean. We're going to take a quick break here, a breather, and we'll be right back with more powerful healing on this Healing Revolution Friday. Remember, drcarolyndean.com. I have it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com, as well as the phone number, 866-939-2355, 866-939-2355. Bell. We'll be right back after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only 5-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones and any HRT? Don't wait. Get my 5-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us, 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between heated whey and unheated whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. The website address is too long to say on the radio, so please go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow-fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow-fed raw milk, which looks healthy. Seeing is believing. I was never a fan of protein powders in the past until I was introduced to One World Whey. Now I know that the special means of processing whey to preserve what nature put into it has never been achieved until now. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
The healing revolution continues with Dr. Carolyn Dean right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We were talking on the break about words, in a sense. I love making up words. Sometimes I'm in the middle of a monologue and a new word comes out. Like, that's the coolness of the English language. It's very flexible. and I know some of my English professors might not be happy that I do this, but I do it anyway with glee. And you came up with a beautiful one in an article you did at Natural News. You called it Diagnostitis and the Power of Words. And, you know, I've often looked at this concept of diagnosis, which is, you know, seemingly the decay and death. I mean, it's all about disease and identifying and labeling. And it's like, once you begin to identify with labels, you actually start becoming those labels. And so overemphasis on these fancy diagnoses, very dangerous.
Right. And that probably came out of my work with Total Biology, actually, because a lot of people, their health condition is often worsened when they go to a doctor and are told maybe, oh, there could be 10% chance you have cancer. Well, you don't hear the 10%. You hear the word cancer. And all of a sudden, all the negativity in your whole world comes thumping down on you. And you think, oh, no, now I have cancer. So your brain, in order to deal with that horrible stress, can actually start creating some sort of growth in your body, some increase of tissue that could end up looking like cancer, being treated like cancer. So yeah, it's the words are very powerful when they're spoken by a doctor.
Well, it's like, in the old native areas around the world where people didn't understand because we were cultured and was civilized. And you go there and they had something known as the death stick. Right. You know, somebody like a medicine man or whatever can point the stick at you and everybody knew within 3 days you were dead. Now, there was nothing really with the stick. It didn't touch you. But the belief was so powerful that it condemned you to lose your life. I mean, these are the kind of things people don't realize, that the white lab coated priestcraft of the Church of Biological Mysticism, as John Rappaport refers to them, have that power in our civilized culture.
Yes, and I call it the white coat syndrome is what we hear about with the blood pressure measurements.
Yes.
If you go to your doctor and you're kind of nervous anyway, you're probably kept waiting for an hour. By the time you get in there, you're angry, frustrated, and nervous, and the nurse takes your blood pressure and it's sky high. And then the doctor comes in, oh, you have high blood pressure. I don't have time to talk to you about it, but here, take this prescription. Hmm. So we get labeled erroneously with conditions just because it fits in a little box on the doctor's desk. So it is very frustrating. I know with people, I don't know if it's due to their age or whatever, there's a certain segment of the population that believes everything the doctor says. In my consulting practice, I find that often the women are more open and their husbands are all into the drugs. And occasionally they'll they'll start saying, well, yeah, I guess I better do some alternatives. But I don't know if it's the technology of medicine that they're about, or just they want to listen to the other guy if they have a male doctor. But there's that split.
Yeah, and think about it in terms of our training in homeopathic medicine, how beautiful this is. We don't have to know the name of any disease, and we can help you. Simply by, look, what is your body telling us? What does your body communicate? We call those symptoms, technically, but you don't have to have it linked to it. But doc, tell me the disease. I need to know the disease. It's irrelevant. This is what your body's doing. This is what we're going to do to counteract it. This is what we need to replace this. And now there's no stigma attached to the big C diagnosis, which has become more than it is, not to discount the fact that there is cancer. We know that. But the reality is the emotional investment, the fear investment, exacerbates it. It literally puts whatever you think you have or have on steroids, and it is completely unnecessary. This is where allopathic medicine, where we know they're good at certain interventions and crises and acute traumas, but outside of that, they become more of the problem than the solution.
Yes, and they wouldn't like to hear that when you were mentioning earlier about the psychological basis of disease and how doctors haven't even embraced nutrition yet. So how are they going to embrace the psychological basis of disease? And how are they going to even realize that the words they say to someone are as powerful as the drugs they're giving? So it would require just a huge revolution in medicine to patience,
the mindset of patients. Think of them. Like I said, they sometimes demand, you need to tell me, doc, what I have. I need to know what I have. And it's like, what do you mean, what do you have? It's what you created. And it's a systemic, dysfunction as opposed to, here's the label. Okay, now you have a label. Now, I understand the reason why this happens sometimes, Dr. Dean. Like, you'll go into the medical profession, and you may have something that they call fibromyalgia. But for many years, they didn't even acknowledge that it existed. They said it was a psychiatric condition. Take Prozac, for instance. And so people were desperately, because the doctors, the experts, didn't even know, so they had to come up with something. But at the same time, we would know that massive magnesium deficiencies, of course. We would also know there may be other toxic metal proficiencies, other things. But you see, we would see a syndrome of problems as opposed to one condition with an umbrella term that suddenly now, I found it. Now you can live in peace. No, you can't live in peace just because you have the label. You want to get rid of the reason why it's there.
Right, and that's kind of the end-all and be-all in allopathic medicine. Doctors are trained to diagnose diseases and give drug treatment for the disease symptoms. And that's it. That's the beginning and end of what we do. So it's all about getting the diagnosis and then finding the drug. I remember before chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, these conditions were even diagnosed, even recognized. And yes, the psychiatrists were having a field day saying, I remember one who said, I can't believe that these people are fighting so hard to have a disease.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, because it was a lot of very well-educated professional women who were just getting totally burnt out. And it is a magnesium deficiency, it's a yeast overgrowth, it's toxicity, and massive cortisol stress. And these women were bright enough to say, look, doctor, I have something real, and you're trying to tell me it's in my head? Forget it. So they were fighting with the psychiatrists, and the psychiatrists just thought they were crazier and crazier. They were hysterical, they called them. So this is before they found the viral antibodies that indicated, yes, they had infections as well as so many other things. But, this is where we have to get back to the homeopathic, naturopathic rules of treating the whole body and diet, detox, and taking care of your stress levels as the basis of wellness.
It's so basic and beautiful, coming back to this simple strategy here, that it's almost not a strategy. It's like, how do you come back to that state of what we call being, right? It's all about, we're so busy doing things, sometimes we forget to just be and then sit and listen. And it isn't only listening to other people. That's another thing. I come back to that other aspect of the vitamin L. is listening to our own bodies. I've often made the analogy that, you know, if we wonder why we're having so many problems in this country politically or maybe even geopolitically from country to country, we need only look at our own, let's say, states or even local municipalities, much less our own neighborhoods. Are we communicating with one another? Are we communicating with our family? And how do we expect to do that if we don't communicate with our own selves when they cry out and say, hey, there's a problem here, there's a symptom, there's inflammation, there's pain? And we typically, again, programmed in the West, like I was early on, but broke free of it, thank God, you know, shutting out or stopping or pulling the plug on the warning light as opposed to communicating back, going, oh, I'm sorry, what did I do here? Let's tweak it. And we come back to that. Oh, it needed magnesium. All right. Wow. I learn the language. And we're doing a great disservice to our children when we shut them down that way as well. If they have an illness, we immediately reach for a drug as opposed to teaching them how to heal. And these experiences are very profound and powerful so that, let's say, they eat a meal that is toxic loaded, right? If they go to a fast food restaurant, they'll actually get sick, which is an appropriate response. And they'll say, I'm not doing that again. Instead, we just say, oh, no, do it again, until their body stops reacting altogether.
Right. I don't know if you saw my blog. I had back in February, actually. It's called Lying Down Therapy.
Mm.
And it came out of my having several clients who'd suffered from adrenal exhaustion. And even due to too much work and stress, and it made them difficult with their type A personality to accept the therapy, which is just to rest. And one woman, you know, I told her about this resting, and she said it really did help her when she finally embraced it. But she said, yeah, she doesn't think she's ever really rested in her life because,
wow.
You see, we've been told to think that if we're sitting around, quote unquote, doing nothing, that, mm-hmm. you know, we're not productive enough, etc. And I have that.
I think we would relate to that. I mean, we're so driven and passionate about what we do that we often forget just to take that time and recover and regenerate. That's why, you know, last hour I talked about the issue of insomnia very intensely with Dr. King as well. We talked some homeopathic and other strategies for that, because if we don't regenerate, then if you think you're here for an important mission, how are you ever going to complete it when you're just broken down?
Mm-hmm. I know. I do it to myself all the time. I'll get, if I'm not working hard, I take a lot of time to play lately, and then I get too into my play. Oh, I'm walking an hour, I'm swimming a mile, and I'm doing my various yoga exercises. So usually what I seem to do is give myself some sort of muscle injury so that it just slaps me down, so I have to sit for a while.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's like something in you goes, oh, no, if she's not listening to us, the body takes over and goes, you dummy, you listen to me next time. You know, the body starts.
I know, and I try not to get mad at my body for failing me.
Right.
It's not. It's trying to slow me down.
It's humbling when you know your cells and the microbes in your gut are smarter than you are, you know? And then I get to that, like, okay, I'm humbled. I've been humbled by that. Well, let's take a break, take a breather here. We've got one more segment of a wonderful Healing Revolution topics, and we'll see what we discover next as we wrap it up here on this Healing Revolution Friday with Dr. Carolyn Deed right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with us.
You're looking for FDA-approved radio. You're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Can you tell I'm having a good time? Well, I am, because Dr. Carolyn Dean's with me for one more segment. It goes so quickly, but it's so calming and relaxing with you, Dr. Dean. And also want to remind you, I've interviewed Dr. Dean many times over the years, and even recently while we've been on Natural News Radio since we launched in February. And those archives are available for download as well. So when you go to naturalnewsradio.com, you can see the links there. You can link through at robertscottbell.com to learn about a lot of the things that she and I have discussed over the times together. And you mentioned earlier, this hour, in fact, the revolutionary healing kind of concept, Completement Now. And, people really, they're all over the place saying, where do I find help? There are not enough of you guys to go around. But they can actually access a lot of help through you, through this Completement Now program.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Robert. It is something that, it's a culmination of my 40 years in medicine, where I've been through everything. I've seen treatments come and go. I've seen all the fad cures and non-cures. And it really does boil down to what you eat, whether or not you exercise, the nutrients that you take, what your living space is like, how you're sleeping, and mind over matter. And
right.
These seven, I call them seven pillars of health. What I do over a two-year period is every week send a module, we call it, by email to people who register for this program. And it may be information that you could find elsewhere, but for me, it took me hundreds and hundreds of hours to get the right information presented in the right way, put in my personal experience with this information, and give people the exact steps to implement, how to eat your protein, how much protein you need, how do you eat dairy if you think you're allergic to it. And what you do is with cheeses, you melt them. If you melt your cheese, it digests a lot better, as long as you're not allergic to it.
Sure,
or
sure.
With nuts and seeds, you sprout them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
With something as simple as sinus health, you can drop sesame oil into your nasal passages. You learn how to sit on the toilet properly, and it just goes on and on.
I have to laugh like this, because it is true that people do not know how to do that. And I was joking, not trying to make light of insomniacs, but how absurd it is that one of the first things we learn to do when we are born, we know how to sleep. Nobody has to teach us. And then as adults, we forget how to sleep. It's like, wow, where did we go? We're going backwards. But there are little practical things that are so life changing for your health. Something as silly as, how do you sit on a toilet? Oh, come on. I know how to do that. You'll be surprised. You may not. These are the kind of things I love that you have brought out. Now, I still find it hard to believe you've been doing this for 40 years. I still think of you as a teenager,
Thank you very much. And I like to tell people that how long I've been at this, because, yes, I do practice what I preach, and every year I'm getting younger, and mm-hmm. it's fabulous.
Oh, it
and
is.
Maybe if I slow down a bit, it would. No, I'll never slow down.
No, you're not.
But what I'd like people to do actually is if they sign up for my newsletter just by going to drcarolindean.com, you'll get the first 4 weeks of Completement Now for free.
Nice.
So you can sample it and see what you think, and then join. And the service is, it's only $10 a month. And, you know, I make myself available to people who've joined to answer the occasional question.
Sure,
and
that's awesome.
Make people feel that they're part of the family, because I know this is the most important thing we can do for our health is to take responsibility. So I'm all about that.
Yeah, you certainly are, and you're impacting lives positively all around the world. And you make me happier every time we get together on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well.
Thank you very much. And you're doing great work, too. I know since you joined Natural News, you've been busier and busier, but I know it's because you want to reach more people.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, I have obviously a little bit of a passion for. And, you know, if you find your bliss, you got to roll with it at that point, and then, you know, the people will come. And that's what they're doing. And I'm so glad they're also coming to you to get good insights on how to get well and actually listen and do the right things. And we'll continue to do these things together, Dr. Dean, as long as you'll return to my show, as long as I don't scare away your listeners.
That's so funny. Anytime, Robert, I'm here. And I know Robert and I communicate periodically about clients and customers, and I think it's just wonderful to have such a close relationship with someone who as bright as you and as passionate as you.
Yes, well, thank you so much. That will definitely get you back on the program.
Great.
Dr. Carolyn Dean has been with me here, ramping up the healing revolution even higher. If that were possible, she makes it so. Thank you again, Dr. Dean.
Thank you, Robert.
Once again, thank you to all my friends out there all over planet Earth joining me here every day on Natural News Radio with the Robert Scott Bell Show, now known as the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. Had a great time with Dr. Carolyn Dean, as always. Also, wonderful information with Dr. Frank King on this Healing Revolution Friday, covering prostatic issues. You're going to have to listen to that a couple of times to get all the intensity of that segment, as well as the issue of insomnia that we carried over from the previous show. And if you haven't got enough of me yet, there's another opportunity. If you're listening to this live on Friday, later this afternoon, the tables will be turned on Robert Scott Bell as Vaishali, my dear friend Vaishali, purplev.com. She's going to interview me today, a little later. I have no idea on what, but it'll always be interesting when Vaishali and I get together. So let's have some fun with that. Go to purplev.com, check it out. And remember my Sunday show on GCNlive.com and the affiliates around this country. And we'll be back Monday with more powerful healing with Advanced Medicine Monday and Dr. Batar. And we'll see what else pops up between now and then. I remind you simply until then that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between heated whey and unheated whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. The website address is too long to say on the radio, so please go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow-fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow-fed raw milk, which looks healthy. Seeing is believing. I was never a fan of protein powders in the past until I was introduced to One World Whey. Now I know that the special means of processing whey to preserve what nature put into it has never been achieved until now. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement?
Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only five-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones and any HRT? Don't wait. Get my five-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.